next generation. KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman, in for Drex, right here on KGO. And yes, indeed, there is no place I would rather be than right here with you. Do want to remind you that Chip Franklin is back, but Brian Copeland is away, so Pat Thurston will be filling for Brian Wednesday and Thursday. And I'm going to be in tomorrow night, again, sitting in for Drex, so you're going to have a little mix and match and a lot of fun. All right, continuing our discussion about the parents of the two killed in Benghazi who are suing Hillary Clinton. Good idea, bad idea. And also the question of a kid who comes to school with a clock. And it turns out, of course, that somebody thinks it's a bomb and there's a whole big thing. And are we too litigious? Do any of these things make sense? Let's go to Maria, calling from San Jose. Maria, thank you for holding on. Delighted to have you with us.
Hi. Hi, I wanted to know if you can clarify if Congress withheld funds for security, for embassy security, and that's why Hillary could not provide
security. They did not withhold funds, but there was a request for an increase in funding, and Congress said no. Does that answer your question?
So she could have done something about it.
No, she did provide a modicum of security, but they had requested more money in order to provide full security. So, for instance, in Tripoli, security was pretty good. In Benghazi, obviously, it wasn't, and you only have so many dollars to stretch. It's a big problem. By the way, this doesn't just apply to what happened in Benghazi. It has to do with what has happened all over the world. Security at American embassies and consulates is a very, very expensive proposition, and we live in a very dangerous world.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Chico, calling from Humboldt. Chico, welcome to KGO.
Hello. I've got a copy of Maxim. It's January 2016. The guys that were killed in Benghazi, there were five of them, and they belonged to the CIA's Global Response Staff. They are hired to take care of spies and ICE assets. That's why you're never going to get a clear picture of what happened in Benghazi.
You know, there are some who have suggested, and I want to say this so you understand, there are some who have suggested that part of this had to do with a gun-running operation where guns were being transferred to those who were theoretically fighting for America. I want you to understand you're correct. We do not know all the circumstances. There have been a lot of rumors going around. I don't have answers, but your point is clear. But let's assume they were CIA operatives. I don't know if they were, but let's assume they were.
For the CIA. Five of them did. Two of them made it out.
Okay. Does that in any way change what you are talking about or what we are talking about in terms of protection of our people?
Well, we've got two entities there, the State Department and the CIA. So if you're ever going to unravel that, unravel it. That's all I got to say about that. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thanks very much, Chico. Let me be clear. There is a lot about what Ambassador Stevens was doing in Benghazi that we don't understand. There are a lot of questions about CIA involvement. And very often when there is a clandestine operation going on, we don't hear about it because of the security concerns. But I want to emphasize the fact that these parents have made the decision in a lawsuit. They accuse Hillary Clinton of being responsible for the death of their children. And I want to read for you one more time what it said. As a direct result of defendant Clinton's reckless handling of this classified sensitive information, and I'm assuming by that they mean the emails, Islamic terrorists were able to obtain the whereabouts of Ambassador Chris Stevens and thus the U.S. State Department and covert and other government operations in Benghazi, Libya. Now, there may be a faulty premise to this, because whether this was caused by reckless handling of classified sensitive information is highly speculative. What is certain is that appropriate protection was not provided. And I want to suggest that part of the reason is that we don't have the budget. It's an expensive proposition. And that lies at the feet of Congress. By the way, same thing now with the Zika virus. Just so you all know this, Hillary Clinton and Rick Scott don't agree on many things, but they've both called for Congress to come back into session to pass the appropriation because another person died in Florida. A president can't just appropriate money. And that's very important to understand. Raj, calling from San Jose. Raj, thank you for your patience. Welcome to KGO. Raj, you with me?
Comments.
There you are. Yeah. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so two comments. One is the kid in Texas. Yeah, I think he has every right to sue the school district. The reason for that is, if you remember how he was treated, he was handcuffed, 13-year-old, and interrogated without any adult present.
I agree with you. I think it was absolutely irresponsible. But you know what?
Yes.
When there's fear, people do stupid things. Go ahead. Next comment.
Yeah, and the second comment is about Hillary's case. If this case goes through the court system, believe me, there will be literally hundreds of cases that will go through the court system against George Bush. Remember, George Bush took us into a war by cherry-picking intelligence.
Or not having the appropriate intelligence. I will never forget Colin Powell's address to the United Nations, in which he assured us that they had appropriate intelligence. Goes to show you how important intelligence is. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Joanne, where are you calling from, Joanne? Line one. Is it Joanne? Who's on line one? They're telling
I don't know.
Oh, go ahead. You're on the air. Tell me your name.
I'm Betty.
Betty, I apologize. Go ahead, Betty. You've got about a minute and a half. Fire away.
So here's the deal. A couple of months before the deaths of Chris Stevens and the three other State Department employees, John McCain met with Chris Stevens in Tripoli. Chris Stevens asked John McCain for more security.
You're absolutely right. And Congress would not appropriate the money.
Okay. But he asked for it. He asked John McCain. So I'm not even voting for Hillary. So I'm not a Hillary fan or anything like that. But why isn't John McCain taking the fall for this? He's the senior member of the Armed Services Committee, and he's a senior member of Congress. And why didn't he do something when he heard directly from Chris Stevens, we need more security?
Because
why is he off the hook?
He can't act unilaterally. The Republicans in Congress refused to appropriate the additional funds because they determined that it was more important to save money than provide security to protect American lives.
So why is it always, and listen, I'm not even voting for Hillary, but why is it always her fault about this whole issue with Benghazi?
Because it's politics, and it's high political season, and people want to nail her. That's it.
That's all I wanted to clarify.
Well, I'm delighted you called. Thank you very much. 800-810 is the number. We are going to switch topics in the next half hour because, as I have discussed with you several times on the air in the last several weeks, PG&E was in court. And ladies and gentlemen, a federal jury found PG&E, the largest utility, guilty on Tuesday of misleading investigators about how it was identifying high-risk pipelines. But there's more, because I'm going to tell you what the judgment was. And when I tell you what the judgment was, I hope you are as disturbed, as upset, as angry as we all should be. We'll talk about PG&E. I'm John Rothman. I have the pleasure of sitting in for Drex. Want to remind you I'll be back tomorrow night, but we have another hour, so don't go anywhere. And your comments on this verdict from PG&E, frankly, I can't wait to see if you're as angry as I am. You are listening to KGO. San Francisco, San Jose, Oklahoma.